just couldn't shoot very well.
Well, he didn't shoot as well as we did against Lake State.
No.
And we have too much anxiety on the team. And, you know, one of the girls came up before the game and says, "I'm so nervous, I only slept 45 minutes last night." And I'm like, it's a game. You're supposed to have fun doing this stuff. There's nothing to be nervous about because it's just another game against a good team. And that's who we want to be playing against. But the key to our not winning this wasn't so much the shooting percentage, but the not. We made a lot of mental errors today. We had too many falls 94 feet away from the basket after we miss a shot. We must have had six of them that way. When we miss a shot, we have to go back. And because we can control our defense in the half court. We can't control our defense when we don't know who we're guarding.
Also had a couple unfortunate ones when they were down to 1 and 2 on their shot clock, and you know that they of course made their free throws and we didn't.
Yeah. It was I don't even know what we obviously did. 57% to 80%, and they do have really good free throw shooters. And we said that before the game is we got to keep them off the line. But yeah, we just would have that little breakdown. Their best player wasn't here today, you know, so. And they matched up a little bit better. Their best offensive player wasn't here today, so they matched up a little bit better with us. And I think that played to their advantage. We just made some bonus. You know, we drive into like four people at one time. Our heads are down driving. And it's all stuff that we can work on to hopefully be better on Wednesday. And that's what I told them after the game. You know, I'm always proud of how hard these guys work. And they're just always go, go, go. Our press in the second half was virtually not relevant. They still had 8 turnovers, but we wanted to bring 3 people into the press instead of just having 2, and we just didn't do that enough either. So, all stuff that we can fix.
Yeah, and getting to play them again on Wednesday up there, what do you think about that then?
You know, again, scouting-wise, we already know what they run. You know, so we'll watch film. We'll take tomorrow off. We'll watch film on Monday. We'll go through a few things on Tuesday and get to play, and that's what's good at this time of the year is we got a good amount of time to prepare. They're a well-coached team. She does a good job. You know, they're kind of young. They still have some seniors and juniors, but they're still kind of young. But a few less mistakes. It's another 5-point loss.
Yeah, how many of those have we had this year, right? 7 yep. losses, and I think 6 of them.
6 of them are 6. One goes by 6, the rest are all 5 or 4. So I told the girls after the game, at our level, I think Finlandia isn't that much higher of a level than us. But at our level, if we play that hard and play a little bit smarter when we play Gogebic, when we play in the tournament, when we play Brighton Stratton, we're going to win. And we're going to get to the national tournament to win games because I know nobody's going to outwork us ever.
And just quite honestly, last thing, you can't control officiating. You can't control that. You know, and that's the thing that's frustrating. You can tell the girls are getting frustrated, and that's just, you know, in a 5-point game, who knows?
And it's a physical game. You know, the NCAA level is a little more physical than ours, and that. That happened today down low. You know, there's some stuff that happened, but we got to get used to playing against that physicality. And, you know, eventually, you know, Brooke Delgord is, she's been cleared to start working out a little bit. We got tired. You know, when we had a couple foul troubles in the first half, and we got tired. And because we were only rotating 8 at that time, I want to say. So cleaning up those fouls that we had 94 feet away from the basket would have been a real big deal for us. So.
All right, well, we'll try to turn things around up in Hancock on Wednesday then.
In that awesome shooting gym.
Oh, isn't it?
Hey. We'll see how it goes.
We'll see you, though. And we'll be there.
All right, thanks, Jack.
Okay.